McKinnon Gym, the old McKinnon Gym, before it was destroyed, before it fell apart.
Okay, so you were at Gordon Head in 1956?
Yeah, 56, right? 57, I left for Germany, first tour. I was also, came back, but I went back to Germany for the second tour, from 60 to 63. But I was originally up there, and also was on the 67 Centennial, when they opened the stadium, I was on parade.
Oh, right, at the UV, yeah, yeah.
So I've been around, and then I went to work for them.
Now, what do you remember about the Gordon Head Barracks? You said the building you were in is still there?
It's still there. I believe it's still a canteen for the university. I did have an interview with one of the students. They taped it, and they also put it on a disc. So it was available for the students.
Oh, nice. Now, was
they
that...
They were asking me a bunch of questions and everything else.
Oh, okay.
Pertaining to the... Not so much the servicing, you know. It was mainly about my service and everything else.
Nice.
This is what they were...
Right. Was that for the Veterans Oral History Program at UVic?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Good. So there...
I spent... My last tour was in Yugoslavia in 92, 93. Before they told me I was too old and kicked me out.
So when did you retire from the Queen's Own?
Originally, I retired from the Queen's Own originally in 58. And then I went back in again. And I also done the two UN tours to Cyprus.
So you were in Cyprus?
Yeah, for two tours.
Two tours, yeah. What dates were you there?
That was in the summer of was originally 65, and then 70, 71, the winter tour. And then I had the winter tour in Yugoslavia. And they're all 6 month tours. So I done put it a bit of time between the Queen's Own and the PBCLI. But my first regiment would be the Queen's Own.
And have you attended other anniversary celebrations of the Queen's Own?
Oh yeah, the last one we did was in Calgary. That was about 5 years ago. And that was great too. I've seen a lot of the guys that I've known for a number of years and served with them.
What are you looking forward to over the next 3 days?
Well, talk to some of my old buddies that I've served with all the number of years. And that's always great because you never see them from several years. And the ones locally living around here, you see them all the time. Because we get together every last Wednesday in the month down here.
Yes.
And you see them all the time. But people they don't see from year to year, you may not see them for several years. Like my old friend of mine used to ski together cross country. We used to teach in a ski school and we raced cross country for a number of years. Austria, Norway.
And where does he live now?
He lives in Alberta, I think it is. Andy Ack. He's here somewhere.
Oh, he came, did he?
Right. Yeah, he came. I was surprised. I haven't seen him for a few years.
So it's a great, great opportunity to connect with people.
Yeah. Oh, it is. I was surprised to see Timmy Towers, too. He come from Toronto, him and his sister.
Right. Now, the one thing I don't have from you is your name.
Oh, Harold Miller.
Harold Miller.
Everybody calls me Harry.
Harry, okay.
Because my initials are H-H.
Right.
Harold Harris.
Well, thank you for talking to me. And
you're
I wonder,
welcome.
I've got a permission form. If you could, if you signed it, then it would allow us to use the information from the interview for research or for other purposes. Would that be all right with you?
That's fine.
Okay, I'll just get the form.